What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Monday morning edition, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Want to thank all of you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. And thank you to everybody tuning in and listening. A couple weeks ago, I was in Jacksonville, Florida. I think her name was Bonnie Johnson, came up to me and told me that she's listening to every episode. Older lady, bless her heart. I love people that are tuning in. And when I travel, let me know where you're listening from. We're going to call this episode, Take the Baby. Take the Baby. You know, one thing I realized in life is every single day you're going to have opportunities to give your attention to things that are negative, right? Whether it's a comment online, a friend, a neighbor, some other coworker, a family member, right? We always have opportunity to give into negativity. And, you know, I remember years ago when I first got saved and I was in a meeting in church and the Lord gave me a prophetic word one night. I was young, right? I was in my late teens, almost 20, and I get this word from the Lord. And I remember going home and I was at my mom's house. There was a stepdad there. I was kind of sharing with them what happened to me at church. And I realized at that moment that they didn't care. I had such a powerful experience, man. And I knew I was called to preach, you know, but they didn't care. They weren't believers. And it kind of fell flat. I realized at that moment that you're going to have junctures in life where people are just not going to celebrate what you do or where you are in life, right? I find it the opposite. I find it the people that say yes to what God has for them, many times your family doesn't understand. There's people that live where we live now that are part of our team, that are on our leadership staff. Their families think they're nuts. And in some weird way, I think it's supposed to be that way. Of course, God wants families restored and reconciled. That's not what I'm saying. But if you think everybody's agreeing with you in every step of your life, then you're not taking the right steps. What I realized that day is when God does things many times in your life, not everyone's going to celebrate it. And the more you do for God, the more you step out and believe, the more you may have more difficulties arise. And you know, it's interesting. I came from a pretty low income, kind of poor area, you know, and it's not a cliche. Most of the friends I knew were in prison. They're in prison now. Some of my best friends growing up, they're in jail today. And it's almost as if that was my path in life, it'd be okay for people. If I was in prison or I did something that they expected me to do, it would have been okay. And there's always, even with saying that, there's always been a code of like the streets where I grew up that even religion, quote unquote, was a pass. Like, oh, we respect that. Oh, friends, I'm here to tell you they didn't. And it's interesting to me because, you know, the bear in church world always had a hard time with what I'm doing. And then the people that I grew up with have a hard time. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some that absolutely love me and I love them and they're doing great. And they see what I'm doing, but it is not a week goes by that there's somebody that tries to troll or get upset or angry or, you know, and it's so interesting. You know, there was a guy that last week that just sent me this nasty email because he was so upset I was receiving offerings. And he's like, oh, you're just robbing the people of our city and da 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 da. And I mean, I had to laugh at it. And of course, he's hiding again behind an email. And I'm just like, bro, our city? Like, no one even knows who you are. Like, when you feed hundreds of people and change the world, then you could say our city. It makes no sense. And it dawned on me that some people would rather you not do anything with your life than be successful. Some people are okay when you, whoever you are listening, if you stay in a lame state, don't cause waves, live forgettable, everyone's okay. But the minute you want to step out and dream and just touch God and do great things on this earth, Let me tell you something. You're going to have issues. I'm telling you right now. And you've got to make sure that you're not giving your effort towards responding to this stuff. Look, it may not be a piece of hate mail. Maybe you're not in a public eye yet. That's fine. I'm talking about a coworker. I'm talking about a family member. I'm talking about somebody that is just, that you know is either casting negativity, draining your energy, or flat out persecuting what you do for a living. And the fact that you need to be liked is going to hurt you. Because if you're doing what God has called you to do, you're not going to have, not everybody's going to be your fanfare. And look, it's so important that you focus on what heaven has called you to do, that you don't make decisions based on everybody else. There is one pitfall that I've noticed in my life that every single time I see believers fall into it, I see regular people that aren't even believers fall into it. I believe it's one of the greatest pitfalls of the enemy. I'm going to tell it to you after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. This episode is called Take the Baby. It's going to make sense in a minute. The greatest pitfall I believe that people can fall into is responding or defending something you're doing or have done. Here's the thing you need to understand. Look, you see it all over the news, right? I mean, you see it all over the news. Whether it's a tweet, which, by the way, because Twitter burying more people. Roseanne Barr last week. The Colangelo, the owner of the 76ers. And then what you find is everybody's like scrambling, trying to explain themselves or defend themselves. Well, you look, there's times, especially if it's job appropriate, you have to, especially if you do dumb things. But there's a greater realm where the enemy wants you to live in your past and constantly defend a decision or explain yourself, and you just don't have to. Look, I'm not so many people would want to live in my past, defend what I said or what I did. It's like, I don't have time for that. I don't absolutely have no time for that. Look, if you're looking for a problem in my life, just ask me. I'll give you the issues. But I'm not going to stop and defend myself, a position, a theological disagreement with you. I don't have time for that. I'm so busy feeding the poor, changing the world, preaching the gospel, and encouraging people on a daily basis. What am I going to stop? Because here's what you need to understand. Every time you stop to go defend yourself, go explain yourself, go try to build up your reputation, you're getting your eyes off what God is calling you to do, and you're focusing on what happened already behind you. And at that point, you can't be effective. We cannot, the Bible says, put your hand to the plow and keep looking in the rearview mirror. Move on. Move on. Don't worry about what other people say. Stop worrying about, stop giving so much of your attention on how is somebody going to think about me, or what is somebody going to, what if I say this, or what if I do this, or what if the, like, that makes zero sense. There should be one person that we want to please, and that's the Lord. Is he calling us to live a certain way? Is he calling us to take a certain stand? Then do it. Otherwise, you can't. That's what being a leader is, standing for truth, standing for what God has called you to do. There was a scripture in the Bible. There was a story in 1 Kings chapter 3, around verse 16 and on. Let me just lay the picture for you. Here's King Solomon, and there were two wives. And the two wives, there was one baby in the middle. And the two wives, it got to this weird, awkward disagreement where one of the wives was like, that's my baby. And then the other wife was like, no, that's actually my baby. And they're both kind of like, well, it's my kid, it's my kid, it's my kid. And then finally, you know, he says, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to saw the baby in half and split it up between both of you. Guess what happened at that moment? the woman whose child it really was said, no, go ahead, you can have the baby. See, there's many times in your life where that baby is going to be your whatever. Reputation, ministry, desire, the dreams in your heart. And you're going to be in a position where somebody is going to want to cut that thing and saw it in half and tear it apart and do anything to hurt you. And you know what you have to do in those seasons of your life? You can go ahead and have it. Go ahead and have it. You want to rip my reputation down? Here. You want to trash what God's called me to do? Go for it. You want to stand there and tell me that I'm hurting a city that I feed every day and I love on and that I've put my heart in? Here, you can have the baby. It's not worth you responding to, and it's not worth you giving that attention towards. Your time and what you put attention to matters. Look, I see it in churches all the time. I tell leaders for a living, what you put, business leaders, what you put attention to in your business will flourish and grow. The things that you personally don't, won't. And it's the same thing in your life. The accusations you give attention to is just going to grow more. The comments, the hatred, the negativity, the things that you put your attention to are only going to grow. Hand the baby off. You want to be negative? Take it. I'm too busy doing what God's called me to do. You have hard things? Go ahead. You can have it. You want to debate about this? Go for it. I don't have time for that. I'm going to focus on what God's called me to do. And that was wise in that story, because the woman whose baby it was, of course she didn't want her kid cut. She said, go ahead and have it. I'm going to sacrifice being right. I'm going to sacrifice being right to make sure this thing stays alive. And maybe you don't need to win every argument. And maybe you don't need to be you don't need to fight every single corner. Maybe you should start fighting. Stop fighting and start focusing. Today, as we go, I want you to think about that. Where are the areas in your life that you need to hand the baby over, that you need to just give the thing up and go on with what you're called to do? Stop it. Don't fight. The negativity that you entertain, the negative comments you entertain, you're fixated on the internet and trolls. Like, come on. Your time is worth so much. So today I charge you, stop fighting, start focusing. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.